In one Milwaukee neighborhood, people are boarding up broken windows, and others have come out to survey the damage after last night's protests. Demonstrators turned violent in the aftermath of a police-involved shooting of a suspect that police say was armed. NPR's Cheryl Corley is in Milwaukee and joins us now. Cheryl, the shooting happened yesterday afternoon during a traffic stop, and later an already tense situation exploded. What are people talking about as they come out today?
You know, one woman told me that what she saw as she walked through the neighborhood was a whole lot of hopelessness. But literally what you see are some devastated buildings. Crews today by mid-morning were boarding up busted windows of a bank. There was a beauty supply store that had been burnt, an auto parts store. And so people were just coming out to see, but they were also coming out with garbage bags to clean up some of the areas. There were about 100 people at a gas station that had really been decimated by fire, along with several cars. So those folks came to pick up what they could, and they also called for peace.
Yeah! Didn't nobody get hurt in these burning buildings last night because of the grace of God? Yeah. Didn't nobody get hit by one of them bullets because of the grace of God?
And that's Nate Hamilton. His brother was actually shot and killed by police 2 years ago, Dontre Hamilton. And that death really caused massive protests in Milwaukee for months and in other places throughout the country.
So it's a city that's seen this kind of unrest before. Milwaukee's mayor, Tom Barrett, came out last night in this press conference late around midnight and said he wanted there to be a strong police presence around that part of the city today, and said he's going to be meeting with community leaders today. How's that playing out?
Well, you know, there's likely going to be some private meetings at first. No formal announcement has been made yet about a gathering. But at the prayer vigil that was held near that gas station, the Coalition of Justice and ministers said they were ready to work with people. And during a press conference that the mayor had held last night, one of the community members who will be joining, talking to folks, is Milwaukee City Councilman Ashanti Hamilton, and he said that he's going to push for information about the shooting, saying he understands the frustration that people might have.
So please allow the process to work. Allow the investigation to work, and the information will be shared with the public.
And just briefly, Cheryl, any new details about the investigation?
Not too much at this point. Well, we know that the police are telling us that the gunman was armed, that he was carrying a stolen semi-automatic handgun loaded with 23 rounds of ammunition. That's what we know. We don't know much about the suspect. We expect to hear more once more details are released about the investigation.
NPR's Cheryl Corley in Milwaukee. Thanks so much, Cheryl.
You're welcome.